we start our worship today. Lord, we just lift up to you. We lift up your name, Lord. We lift you up on high. Lord, you are our healer, our protector, our father, our great physician, our Alpha, our Omega. Lord, we just give you all glory and praise, Lord, and we ask that you would draw us closer to you as each step we take, that we would be in worship and in line with you. Lord, thank you so much. In your name we pray. Amen. And this morning, I'm going to invite you to stand and join us. We're going to sing a couple of praise songs today. Lord, I lift your name on high. You are the leader of us, Lord, and we give you all praise. Please join me in our opening call to worship. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
God, you are my living hope.
Alleluia. Celebrate God in this sacred space. Celebrate God in all places under heaven. Give praise for God's mighty deeds. Give praise for God's resurrecting power. Praise God with a fanfare of trumpets. Praise God with the harp and the cello. Praise God with tambourines and dancing. Praise God with flutes and guitars. praise God with cymbals and drums.
When everything is marked and bright, praise God.
Amen. Please be seated.
Let everything with breath praise God. Amen. And that's what we're here for this morning. So good morning, my brothers and sisters. Good to be back again. It seems like I'm always in and out, but I know infected you because I had to be in Tampa this week to do one funeral and to attend another. It's good to be in the houses that the Lord had called me to years ago to see old friends and new friends and send someone to glory. Amen. But this is the time we come to prayer, and I'm asking if anyone has any prayer concerns. I have a couple birthdays and some anniversaries to celebrate before again. I just want to get the whole list together. So any concerns or joys? Welcome back, Miss Jan, and welcome back, Carl, from your time off for COVID. Yes, Sherry. Darby. So Susie in the hospital, not knowing what's wrong with her, and there's Darby who's have something with her lungs. So keep these people in your prayers. And yes, Jan. Jan is asking for prayer for a co-worker who has cancer, not sure what's happening in that space. But we all know who does, right? Who knows what's happening in that space? Anybody else? Yes, Linda. Amen, yes, praise. Praise. Just a question for sound. Is the house on? Do I have to repeat it for the Zoom folks to hear it? So I have to repeat it for them to know?
This last one, yes.
Okay, so Linda is giving thanks to all of you for the prayers and success with her or surgeries and no pain right now. So we give God the glory. Amen. And I do have for prayer requests. Susan is asking that a co-worker is asking us for prayer and for their son, Seth. Just keep them in your prayers. The Lord knows what their needs are. So just keep those two people, Andrew, her co-worker, and Seth Webb in your prayers. And we have some celebrations. Yay. We have Tina's dad, who is cruising the world right now. He's in Alaska and going on to Australia and everything and so much more places. His birthday is on Tuesday. So, you know, he won't hear us because he's not online today, but we can still sing, give him birthday shouts. And but while before we do that, Preston Tina celebrating their 20th wedding anniversary, along with Lynn and Jim Lee, who they're celebrating their 31st annual anniversary. Yay! Both on the August 31st. That's so cool to have two couples in the same place. And that. Yeah, so we give God praise for the union. We know it's ups and downs through lives, but God had already sanctioned these unions and will continue to work through them, all the differences. So let us pray. We've got a lot in our hearts today. Lord, we celebrate you. Yes, indeed, we lift your name on high because you're worthy of our praise. God, we praise you with all we have. We trust you. We pray, dear Father God, that we are in alignment with your plans for us. We pray, dear Father God, that we will continue to repent of our sins, because we know each day we fall short of your glory. As we remain on this side of the kingdom, we are sinners yet saved by your blood. Father, we just ask that you lift up all the prayers that we lift up to you this morning, by voice and the ones in your hearts, dear God. We pray that, God, you will answer them. You will show the deliverance. You will let the fruits be seen from these words, dear God, in the lives of your people. Lord, we just thank you for prayers answered. We praise you for prayers answered. The ones we know about and the ones you have done. The ones that you have stopped from needing to be asked for because you have dealt with them in the spiritual realms. Lord Jesus, you are so awesome. I'm just so in awe of you. I know we all are. God, as we lift up your praise today, Lord Jesus, with our voices and from our hearts, may it give you glory, dear Father. May heaven sing with us today, Lord Jesus, as we praise you with words of hymns and songs that has been dear to us. May they minister to us. May your Holy Spirit open our hearts to hear them as the word today proclaiming through sound. Lord, you have not left us without words. So with the confidence of who you are and the confidence in which you have delivered these instructions to us and how to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we give those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Lord, this is the time we come to you today to bring our tithes and our offerings to you, Lord. You have given us so much. And we have ways that we can give back through our time, through our presence, and through our financials. Hear these words from Psalms 150, verse 1, and also Revelation 1, 5. God gives new life to all that is, including ourselves and all that sustains us. So let our tithes and offerings be our song of praise and thanksgiving in response to the God who loves us and frees us.
Thank you.
Father, we not only praise you, but we thank you for trusting us with these provisions so we can give back to you for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Is I love thy kingdom, Lord. It is in the hymnal 540, or it'll be on the screen.
Sundays, when I knew we're just going to sing and I didn't have to spend hours in doing sermon prep, because this week was really a rough week emotionally and otherwise, and the Lord knew in advance what is it I'm going to need today, but he didn't leave me without words for you. So here the Psalms 150 as we prepare our time for a sing along when you give us your worship through the songs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Yes. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for the acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with every sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the trumpet and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clashes of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And we all say, praise the Lord. Amen. So my friends, it's your turn. How would you want us to praise the Lord this morning with your hymns? I'll do the last one, and of course, I'll give you a little word around it. So don't pick nothing but the blood with Jesus, because that's mine.
Okay. In the hymnal, if anybody has anything, remember resting on their heart today.
So who's starting now? I gave you a notice yesterday.
Sherry's got a hand up.
Sherry, what do you got?
I just read that in Revelations this morning. That song is based on.
Thank you.
Just
507. Through it all. Let's get some time to get there. We get to live by because he lives. And the beauty of that, he's not just living anywhere, he's living in you. He's living in you. And because he lives, we can face our tomorrows no matter what today looks like. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.
How interesting, we went from through it all.
Yes.
Because he lives.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Jan had her hand up. Jan, what number are you on?
519. And those of you online can put in the chat, if you don't have the hymn number, just give us the title or something of it and we'll find it. 519. 526 from Miss Lila. 526. I'm sorry, 504, the old rugged cross.
Thank you.
thank you. Amen, amen. So 198, my 189. Yeah, I'm having problems already. 189. That one from online, Victory of Jesus 370. Have a seat with these songs. The Lord is speaking. Thank you, Lord. A little bit and let's go the other one. Let's raise the tempo, let's do it a little bit faster again. Let's go the next verse and this one. Yes. Yes. The third verse.
Share that one, and I invite you to sing along if you know the words.
Amen. Give him our praise. We can all say amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is good. All the time. Thank you, Lord. What else we've got, folks? Go ahead, Miss. 462.
Ooh, I need to take my shoes off. 462. What are we doing there? Easter school. Sweet Jesus. My 369. 369. My mama's favorite.
Thank you.
with Miss Knox. I'll take Miss G. I'll take yours. Let me be in. 380. Thank you. Both of your hands were up this evening.
We just thank you for your word today. Thank you for speaking through us through these hymns. Thank you, Father God, for these servants you have placed under my care, which I am under your care. Lord God, may these words now come out of me, be as you has instructed me. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I'm thinking about the themes of the songs that was just coming out. And it became about a bit personal. Selfishly, a lot of them were either my mom's or my godmother's favorite songs. You know, Blessed Assurance was definitely my mom's favorite. And the messages that was sending through these hymns was reminding us that who Jesus is, reminding us that, you know, through his blood, we are saved, reminding us because of the old rugged cross. One day we will exchange our crown for his and so forth. So when this time came up and I've been praying about what song to talk to you about today, and give you a little history as I normally do at this time. It was on the 25th. 3 years ago, after I have given you a word, rushing from Miami to take Felicia back to school and then come and stop it here to give the message. And just before I walk into the parsonage, I got this dreadful call that my godmother, who I brought up a couple 2 weeks before that, had passed away in my house in Tampa. And so when I'm praying about this, what to do with this for today, of course, I remember her favorite song. I wish you had gotten to meet her so much and got to preach for you. She was a tiny little woman. I don't know if anybody remembers, but she sat over there where Caroline's sitting, and that Sunday when she came. When she preaches, she sings, she has, because she knows all these hymns and these choruses, she preached the word and she sings in between a song, because these songs are all related to some of the biblical story of redemption and so much more. And then she would just sing and preach and sing and preach. I wish you had gotten to know her. I wish I could sing so I could do that for you. But this song that came to me from out of all of this was nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus was written in 1876 by Robert Lowry, who was a Philadelphia-born Baptist minister and also a professor at Bucknell University. And this song became known for him as he was ministering, came to him while he was ministering in Brooklyn. Lori wrote this song as a reminder of what truly saves us from sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross for you and I. I found it very interesting that as you read through the words of the song, the phrase of the title, nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ, it appeared in this hymn 12 times, emphasizing how nothing but the blood of Jesus can make me whole again and make me white as snow. 12 times nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ was mentioned in that song. 12 times bringing us back into the Old Testament, reminding us there were 12 tribes, reminding us in the New Testament that there were 12 disciples who was walking with Jesus, 12 disciples who walked with him all the way to Jerusalem and left him there at the cross to bear it all by himself. Most of them left. He wrote this gospel song based on Hebrews 9:22, which reads, "The law requires that nearly everything be cleansed, and without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin." Without the blood shedding, there's no remission of sin. This blood that was shed on the cross for us. This mentioning of shedding of blood might offend some of us in this sensibility, in the ways we would want to image, and the image of blood might have set us off, but it lies at the center of our Christian faith. There's no greater symbol of life than the blood that keeps us alive. Most of you know that Peter's background, religious background, is Jewish. He's comes from that, but still, when I met Peter, the only holiday that he observed was Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur was the Day of Atonement. In the Old Testament days, you see that that's the day that they believe, the one day that the priest, biblical time, the one day that the priest can go into the holies of holies and do a blood sacrifice, sprinkling it over the Ark of Covenant where the Old Testament was placed. And here's Peter speaking of, you back already? He was preaching over at Tice, so that's where he was. I was talking about Yom Kippur and how what it meant, the one day in the Jewish faith that they gather and observe as the Day of Atonement, that their sin will be dealt with. But thank God we have Jesus, because he dealt with that on the cross and overcome the victory so we can live in the victory. But we still have to continuously, every day, he made it right for us because no other could do. The perfect lamb was slain for our sake, for our salvation, and give us the opportunity days and days, knowing that on the side of the kingdom, we will fall short of the glory to repent of our sins. And give us the right and hope for salvation because of what was done on the cross for us. In the Old Testament, the people sacrificed animals which cleansed them from sin and made them ceremonially acceptable to God. But when Jesus, who offered himself unblemished to God, shed his blood on the cross to obtain eternal redemption for us, we get to sing nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. So let's stand up and just do just that. Because no animal can bear that for us. No animal can bear that burden and cleanse us. No barrier to clean the barrier of sin for us. Amen. Amen. Come, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though you sin are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. That's Isaiah 1:18. We're constantly being cleansed by the grace of God, this everlasting gift we get through our faith. So I say to you, my brothers and sisters, we did sing today with our hearts and lift them up to the Lord today. So may you go in peace. Go in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit to be with you all until we meet again next week and we start our new sermon series, 52, thinking about the other days, hours outside of this 1 hour. Amen. God bless you, and he loves you, and so do I, and you can't do anything about it.